ambient improv, ambient improv podcast, ambient improv post-order set of improv, ambient improv, ambient improv podcast.
Welcome to Ambient Improv, everybody. This is Justin Vieira, your host. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Ambient Improv. I'm here with Trevor Nelson. Hey, Trevor, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Very cool. Really glad to have you. And super excited to be doing some improv today with you. Trevor and I are in a musical improv group together called Latte Dough. And we typically have string instruments on stage, and we play them and we do stories, and we've done quite a few sets throughout the year, the last year about, more like 6 months, a year, something like that. How long has it been?
6 months, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a couple.
Yeah, there's been a couple. And we've had some really good feedback, particularly on
you say string instruments, and I forget that electric guitars and electric basses are stringed.
Yeah, not violins, guys, not violins or cellos. We're not like playing cellos.
Although that would be way cooler.
That would be really cool. It'd be impressive.
I want to do improv with a violist.
Well, let's find one. Let's find, if you're a violist and you're listening to this and you would like to do some musical improv with some singers that play string instruments on stage, give us a call, please do. Latte Dough in Michigan, around the Detroit area. Give us a ring. We'll slot you in. But no, we do stories on stage, and play. Typically, there's a couple guitars. Trevor plays the bass. We've got Jen, who also typically just sings and does a little bit of rhythm stuff with our sets.
Although she is moving away, so
yeah. So it'll be just myself, Trevor, Natalie, and Jen's moving away, and it'll be myself, Trevor, and Natalie. And yeah, but we have a great time doing it, and it's always a really good time. So Trevor, you are doing a lot of classes and just impressive amount of improv recently.
Well, thank you. I don't necessarily think it's all that impressive, but I pay for stuff and do stuff with that payment.
I'm just impressed that when people take classes, like have the dedication to take classes at multiple theaters at the same time. I think that's amazing. And you know, I think it's a great thing to do. It's great to support multiple theaters and be in the community with like multiple theaters. And you really meet like a really great group of people doing that sort of thing. So that's my whole spiel. You know? I think it's great.
Do improv classes, folks.
Do that's those improv classes. That's the bottom line. Take it from us. We wholeheartedly sell that point. So, for anybody who hasn't tuned into Ambient Improv before, what we do here is we do a close quarters set. What that means is we... all the action takes place within approximately a 1 mile radius. We use a randomly selected background for the improv.
I'm glad you added approximately. If it was exact, I would have been a little bit nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not too huge on that exact specific. It doesn't have to be an exact mile. This is not a marathon or a race or something like that.
cut to 1.2 miles further away.
Although that would be impressively specific. It would be really impressive if during the set somebody's like, yeah, cut to about 500 feet to the left near a trash can at a park. That would be kind of cute. I've never seen it, though.
I'll show you. Good.
If you pull that, I will be impressed, even though we called it out beforehand. So for this episode, we're using backgrounds provided by freetousesounds.com, which is a pretty great site that the curators on freetousesounds.com, they go to different locations around the world and do recordings. In some of our earlier episodes, we used a lot of my ambient recordings that I've personally gone to northern Michigan, places around Detroit, on the side of the road, 8 Mile around bridges, near the Detroit River, those sorts of things. And we use those. For this one, we're using freetousesounds.com, and they've got a lot of great recordings as well. So, Trevor, give me a number from this choice of numbers, 5, 7, or 9.
Has to be an integer.
It has to be one of those odd integers. I can't on the fly meld them, unfortunately. That would be really cool.
Let's do number 9.
Number 9. Love background number 9. Let me pull that up real quick in Ableton. All right, number 9. This looks like a good one. It's very colorful. I like the looks of this. I jumble them up all and just give them a number, and I don't really look at the title. So I'm not sure what we're in for. That's kind of the idea. But I take...
That's good.
Yeah.
Also, can I just say ahead of time, I've never done improv in a chair before.
Oh, first for everything.
Yeah. Just stuck here, and all my object work is for naught.
Yeah, you can't really do object work with it. That's a very good point, you know. And nobody can see what we're doing. Like, when I talk with my hands a lot. It's like a thing that I do. And nobody can see these weird, like, walk like an Egyptian things I'm doing.
I've got to be clear, though, for the audience listening at home. The facial expression on the walk with Egyptian thing is just...
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really like to try to keep it authentic, like an Egyptian would have done. And with that, I take you to a scene. 1, 2, 3, go. God, there's just feathers everywhere, Mary Beth. Feathers.
Yeah, the avians are really busy tonight.
It's like the whole world's gone crazy, you know. This blood moon. Why do they call it a blood moon?
Because the birds are out for blood. All the seagulls everywhere come to this place once per 3 years for blood.
Oh, I get it now. I guess that's why they call it the River of Sacrifice, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, it's a living.
I apologize. I wanted to take you on a very romantic date. I wanted things to be perfect. I know it's my fault. The Alfredo sauce spilled all over you tonight. And, jeez, get that one away from us. Okay. Ow.
Steve, he just wants to eat your eyeballs. That's all. Don't be so nervous.
It's such a weird thing. that people in Pittsburgh have a place that has sacrificed in the word, and it's supposed to be a romantic spot. I will never understand this city.
Well, at least they got the Pirates. We can go enjoy a nice baseball game.
Honey, you are the greatest thing to ever happen to me. I don't know how I would survive in this world without you. The Pirates sometimes is... You know, it feels like it's all we have.
Yeah, but we got more than that. We've got a thriving healthcare research industry. Thank you to the governor from 20 years ago. And we've got two whole other rivers. Not just the River of Sacrifice. We also have the River of Love and the River of Existential Horror.
Why did I not go to the River of Love? This is my fault.
Oh, you wouldn't want to go to the River of Love.
What's wrong with the River of Love?
It's a common misconception, but it's actually horrible. The birds there, they're not nice. Like these birds. They want a lot more than your eyes.
These birds are nice?
Yeah, these are the friendly ones. Steve, can't you tell? They're all laughing.
Mary Beth, you know, when we first met on that Tinder date, it's been 3 weeks now. I thought, you know, maybe you are exactly what I need, you know? I moved here from Texas, and I never knew Pittsburgh was so weird.
Steve, you can't just call my home city weird. You've got to actually embrace it and learn to love your new home. Because otherwise, how are you going to ever love me?
You're right.
Also, whatever happened to that Texas accent you used to have?
I'm trying to get rid of it. To assimilate?
You don't need to assimilate, Steve. I like you the way you are. Or were, rather, before you got all scared of our river of blood and sacrifice.
Well, honey, that's the most romantic thing you've ever said to me. It makes me feel so much more at home here.
You probably should, because we're never leaving. This is our life now. Fleeing from birds who just want to love us and eat our eyeballs.
Is that really all they want? All they want from us?
Yeah. And that's all I want from you, too.
Well, okay, baby. I'll drop the assimilation deal. Do you like the Texas accent better?
Yeah, it's got this nice, confident ring to it that just wasn't there when in your fake Midwestern accent.
Oh, I gotta tell you, it does feel a little bit more like me, you know. It's a little bit weird to transition to my Elvis impression from the weird Pittsburgh thing. Oh, baby.
Oh, okay, no, not that one.
No,
just the Texas accent. When you try and go Tennessee, it just gets a little bit uncomfortable.
I'm saying is, there's less miles between there and her, you know, and there and her.
Actually, less miles is in Kansas now. So
that's a fair point. You know, this is a fair point.
Cut to 28 feet to the north and 30 feet to the left.
Those people there. Jimbo, listen. Those people there. You think they're on like a Tinder date or some BS like that?
Bobby, that's not possible. Not possible at all. No one would be dumb enough to take their Tinder dates to the River of Sacrifice during a blood moon.
You make a good point, Jimbo. Nobody should be, but this is Pittsburgh, and I've seen a lot of dumb shit in my day here, Jimbo. A lot of dumb shit.
Now, I know you've seen a lot of dumb shit here, but it's just a fad. The River of Sacrifice has special, honorable meaning to us, and only a fool from Texas would come down here on a Tinder date not understanding that his eyes will get pecked out.
Well, when you mention it, he is wearing one of those, what do they call it, 10-gallon? 10-gallon hats? 10-man hats?
It's a tinfoil hat, I think you're trying to say.
Maybe you're right. It could be a tinfoil hat. Why do they call them tinfoil hats? I don't ever see them with tinfoil.
That's one of the great mysteries of life here in Pennsylvania, eh? They call a lot of things a lot of weird things.
Yeah. And...
like, I call you my friend, despite the fact that we've never really gotten on very much.
Yeah, that is true. We just kind of keep meeting at the same places together and talking shit about people, and...
it's very weird. It's like we're doing this strange observational comedy bit just to complete strangers for no other reason than we can't help ourselves.
Right. And, like, it's also weird that I call the lady that lives with me my wife, even though I hate her. I hate her so much.
That's just... I'm very sad about your personal situation. I just want you to understand that.
I appreciate that, Jimbo.
Not that I care about you or like you at all. I'm just... it disappoints me that the vows of marriage have been so distraught and destroyed over the past course of this fine generation that you could actually hate your beloved wife.
You know, Jimbo, it is really weird how much affinity you have for my wife, and I just hate her guts, you know? I just hate her guts so much, and it's like I've always hated her guts, but my parents, they told me, you should marry that lady, because that's what it's all about. Marriage is about hating the person's guts, but getting on, and you get on.
Just to be clear, I love your wife.
This is the weirdest of all. Jimbo, cut to 28 feet back to the Texan and the Pittsburgh in lady.
Those strange, sad, kind of angry old rustic men are staring at us.
They're having a nice, loud... Is it augment?
It's pronounced augment. It's where you change things, like other people's opinions.
Maribeth, are you saying we gotta change some things, or that they need to change some things?
It'd probably be good if they changed some things, like the volume that they're speaking in, but also maybe if we change some things, because I'm not sure you're fully embracing this new Pittsburgh lifestyle.
You're right. You're very right. It's real hard for me to embrace this Pittsburgh lifestyle because I'm used to the rolling dirt fields. You know, Texas, like, there's just some fields, and we got very arid landscape, and we got horses, and we ride around on horses. Sometimes we ride on bareback. And sometimes we're riding backwards.
Well, Pittsburgh has a lot to offer, too. Like we've got rolling pillars of smoke that go through the town.
That's true.
And we've got large swaths of the city that are completely desolate and isolated.
That's true.
Like an arid desert, but of sad people's hopes and dreams. And we've got music that comes from the bottom of our heart.
Also true.
The best music comes from Pittsburgh. That's what they always say.
Mm.
And here in Pennsylvania, we can love it or leave it.
There's nothing weird about that. Not at all.
Plus, if you like, we can find some fancy food that we can call Pittsburgh's own.
Are you saying we are going to we're going to just say what Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania food is for us?
It's pronounced Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, right?
Pennsylvania, you know.
Pennsylvania, yeah.
Yeah, be there for hell.
Pennsylvania.
So, yeah, what do you think our food should be?
You know, people seem to like... People really seem to like...
Hamburgers?
Spaghetti and hamburgers here. And,
you can't do spaghetti. Spaghetti's Cincinnati's. They do that thing with the chili.
Is that right? I've never been.
Oh, you've never been to Cincinnati?
No, never been to Cincinnati.
Steve, it's a wonderful place. It's a magical place. They put chili and cheese on spaghetti.
Oh, my God.
And call that dinner.
That would never fly in Texas, but you know what? That sounds delicious.
And you know what else they do in Cincinnati?
What's that?
They cross the road, and then they're in Kentucky.
Oh, my God. For real? Just another state right there?
Just right there.
What?
Yeah, and there's bourbon, and there's dancing, and there's grass, but it's not green.
It's what color?
Blue.
It's blue?
Yeah.
It's blue grass?
Can you believe that?
I mean... I feel like I might have heard that before in my life, but I never thought it was real.
Well, down in Texas, they don't educate you too well, do they?
I mean, I tell you what, it's pretty well known they don't, you know? Like, we got this whole thing where, like, I mean, we used to go to school, but basically we would go to school in the dirt. They would teach us to ride horses. They would bring out books, but all the books mostly was pictures of horses.
We got things like horses too up here.
Oh yeah,
they're called rats.
Whoa!
And you can catch them.
Yeah.
And ride around on them.
You can ride the rats.
Yeah.
What do they look like?
They look like giant mice, except for more scraggly.
I think in like northern Texas, in some areas, like when you get around to the real northern parts, like I never like went to the borders or nothing, so I don't even know what's on the borders of the Texas there. But they told me one time sometimes they got rats there, they shoot them, they like to shoot at them, but I never seen one.
Poor rats.
Yeah,
but hey Steve.
Mary Beth,
you've been so distracted by us talking about your homeland that you forgot the birds were even here.
That is true. That is... Oh, my God. This is like the biggest duck I've ever seen in front of me, too. I just didn't forget. I forgot it was there.
Cut to the pier, 78 feet to the south-southwest. Captain, we're not gonna make it back to port, I don't think.
Well, First Mate Smith, we don't need to make it back to port. We're docking on the sea.
We're docking on the sea?
That's right. In about 5 minutes... 7 people with speedboats are going to board us, and they're going to carry all the drugs we've got underneath the deck.
Why would they carry it under the deck? That seems like an insane plan.
No, you nincompoop. They're going to carry it over the deck and then onto the speedboat, and then they're going to loan it, and they're going to leave us with a bunch of money, which we will carry under the deck, and then we will unload at the dock once we dock at the dock.
Oh, that sounds like a much more reasonable plan. I'm sorry I misunderstood at first.
It's okay. This is why I am the captain, and you are simply the mate.
Well, if we're going to acquire all these newfound friends, how do we know we can trust them?
You know, there's a little site called Craigslist. Have you heard of them? There's a site called Craigslist.
Craigslist?
Craigslist. You know, I don't exactly know because my nephew is the one who uses it for me. I'm not computer literate.
Your nephew, Craig.
My nephew, Craig.
He put together a list.
He did. His name is Craig, but it's not his list. It's a website, I believe. It's a www. And people go.
I'm sorry. A website, as in a place with spiders?
No, not spiders. It's the term. It's the term for they send the electrons and then the information, and then it pops up and it says the words on your screen.
It pops up on your screen?
On your screen, yes. Just like a radar.
How does a list appear on my screen door? That's to keep bugs out.
Okay, follow me. Follow this. Craig, he went to a website that Craig knows about, and Craig, he set up the drug dealers to come and pay us the money. Is that clear for you? Should I break it down in front of
them? Money?
Yes, the money?
What? Yeah, I'm a little bit unclear on what money is.
Okay, I understand. This is why I am the captain. And you, Jeffrey, follow me. You are the mate.
Yes. And that's because we have sex.
Yes, that is because we have sex and I do not pay you because I do not have the money because I did not have the drugs yet. I just had a boat and a lot of expenses.
Sorry, pay?
Forget about that.
Okay.
Let's just pretend that I never said that. I think I have overloaded your brains with concepts already. But
I'm sorry. Concept?
There's ideas, and then sometimes these are called concepts. Anyway, the drugs, and we will exchange them for the money. Here they go. Here come the speed butts. You see them. Cut back to the two Pittsburgh gentlemen. Hey, So I hate my wife, and I think you can help. Why don't you just take my wife?
Is this a bit?
No, it's not. Like,
take my wife, please. Ha ha ha! I'm so funny.
That would be funny. That is my favorite joke. That is my favorite joke. But that's not the bit I'm doing.
But the bit you're doing is where I love your wife,
mm-hmm.
and you hate your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so your wife becomes my wife?
Yes. 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 I just transfer the hate to you, and the hate also comes with a wife. Does that sound like a good deal? I mean, I can have a house to myself.
I mean, yeah, that sounds fine.
I mean, we're not friends.
I don't, like, where would I take her out?
Don't you have, like, an apartment or something? Like, where do you live?
I live following you around, waiting to make more small talk about stupid people we see.
Yeah.
Like those stupid speedboaters.
Stupid speedboaters and a stupid Texan. And, like, I'm assuming he's a Texan because of his stupid tin hat.
his tinfoil hat, and whoever his stupid date is or whatever. Look at those speedboaters. Why would speedboaters have clown makeup on?
Why would you take a speedboat to something that's already at the pier? It makes no sense.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. And
it's like someone didn't think through this plot fully before they started their evil scheme.
It's like...
And you know it's an evil scheme, right? It has to be an evil scheme.
This is like straight out of a Bond movie. It's that level of, like, stupid. They're going to get foiled, and somebody's going to take all the credit, and this is a very Pittsburghia story.
Yeah, it's Pennsylvania classic.
This is a Pennsylvania sort of niche.
It's, if you would call it, cliche Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania Nesk.
But yeah, they're... It's so dumb. Why would they do this? The Coast Guard is standing right there on the dock waiting for people to try something stupid, and they're just barreling on in.
I'll tell you what, Jimmy.
It would almost be like crazy if they didn't get caught at this point.
It would.
But who would step up and foil their plans?
Isn't that something that Texans are supposedly known for? Like, really? Like, nobody in Pittsburgh does that kind of thing.
You think that's why they call it a tinfoil hat?
You might be on to something.
Cut to 20 feet to the south and 30 feet to the right.
But somehow conceptually, infinitely to the south. Maribeth, I gotta tell you, you know, I've always had this kind of, they call it a heroism gene in Texas.
Heroism?
Yeah, heroism. It's like when I get this strong feeling in my guts, it's like it's right down there deep in my guts.
You want to save people?
I want to save the world, Maribeth. It's like...
Stop crime?
I want to stop all the crime. It's like Texans were raised with a sense of justice. It's like, you remember I told you there's like the books that we got in school, and there's like all the horse pictures?
So yeah.
It's like, this is the way to go. It's like horse picture, and then it's like some riding explanations and like some pictures, and then there's just like the word justice, right? It's just like every third page basically is like justice, and then like some more horses and like lassos and like heroism, and then it's like another horse picture, and then it's like yeehaw and stuff, you know, and there's like diagram, and it's like doing good.
And I love hearing about your heroism from Texas.
Yeah.
We don't have anything like that up here.
I know.
That's the one thing Pittsburgh doesn't have is vigilante justice and criminals fighting other criminals to stop crime.
I know, it's like, man, even the most famous hockey team here is like named after the Batman guy who like wrecks everything in the first movie. I never got it.
Oh yeah, the Pittsburgh Two Faces.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh Two Faces is ridiculous. I never got it.
Well, it's a pun on the fact that Pittsburgh people usually have at least two different faces that they wear at all times. One for doing crimes, and one for not doing crimes. But with no vigilante justice people, no one can stop them.
That's crazy. This town needs heroes. Maybe that's why I came all the way here to take this engineering job. Maybe that's why they're like, yo, you are a Texas engineer, harness engineer. You harness all the engineering for all the horses or whatever, how they say it. I don't know. I don't pay attention. It's just my job.
Oh, Steve, be my Texas hero.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mary Beth, there's these speedboat guys with clown makeup. I think they got drugs. Like, and you know how I know that?
How?
Because they're carrying big bags out of that big boat, which is at the dock in plain view, at the sacrifice
with
Waterway.
Cut to the speedboat carrying a bunch of bags out to the waterway.
No, so this is the transaction. Mate, pick up all the money.
Money?
You idiot. Why?
Oh, don't you worry, Captain. I'll just leave the bag on your deck.
Okay. Jeremy. Thank you. As we know, I don't do the work. You do the work.
Cut to the speedboat speeding away.
Come back here, y'all. I'm gonna catch you with this lasso.
Oh, no one's going to catch me, for I have vaccines to deliver.
Mary Beth, hold this rope, and I'm hold the other end.
Okay.
Swing, go! Yeah.
Oh no, a Texan! I never expected a Texan here in Pennsylvania.
You are caught, clown man.
The children shall perish if you capture me. All of them from preventable diseases.
That will never happen because vaccines do not work and they cause autism. Everybody in Texas knows this.
No, I have been foiled by a Texan.
Hey, watch this, Mary Beth. I got this bigger lasso, and I'm going to catch the tugboat now. Swing, go!
Captain, we got a dangly thing.
Are you serious? Have we been foiled again?
I don't get it.
Oh, you idiot. Well, look here, y'all. Looks like you've been foiled again. Oh, you with the tinfoil hat. I can't believe... What? Tinfoil?
Foil? Why would... We're not... We don't have any leftovers, man.
Listen, you idiots. This is the end of our journey, but it's not the end of the war. We will go on, and we will fight again. Not if I haven't said that.
So, the Texan guy, he just foiled everyone?
That's right. I'm gonna take y'all in. This town ain't big enough for y'all and my girlfriend and me, the cowboy hero.
But I can still have this guy's wife, right? Is that okay?
Yeah, whatever. Y'all can do whatever you want with y'all's wives. You know what is different in Pittsburgh, I understand. We don't play those games in Texas. But you know what? I'm here to do the hero thing. I'm not here to judge.
It just seems a little bit odd, like... Maybe people should judge it because we never asked the wife how she feels.
You know what? That's true. Y'all should probably ask the wife. You know, in our books in Texas, in the education system, every 100 page they had the words respect women. So like it's been engraved in my head, respect women. I don't know exactly what that means, but it's important to me. So look.
Wait. Respect?
I got some hero stuff to do. I gotta go.
Oh, Steve.
Mary Beth, we're gonna ride off in the sunset.
Hey, this is Real Big Bird. How about you hunch over and we're just gonna ride it.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll treat it like a rat.
Yee-haw!
Woo!
Scene. So that was a fun one. You know, I think it sounds like this background track might be ducks.
It sounded like seagulls to me.
It could be.
I'm now hearing more duck-like active sounds.
There's for sure different birds in it, I think. Because, like, some of them are just so...
It's all aquatic birds, though, for sure. It's definitely an aquatic setting.
Yeah, you can hear the splashing around and stuff. Anyway, I'm Justin Vieira, and my guest is Trevor Nelson. And thank you guys so much for listening.
I just swallowed some of my soda.
This has been Ambient Improv. Until the next time, take it easy. Ciao.
Bye.
Ambient Improv is part of the Planet Ant Podcast Network and powered by Pinecast.